something sweeter than honey. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 317, titled Something Sweeter Than Honey. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, and I quote, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. What is sweeter than honey? What is more beautiful than a butterfly? And what is full of more love than you have ever known in your life? No, I'm not talking about fresh baked chocolate chip cookies that your mother made for you. I'm talking about heaven. Heaven is much better than anything we have ever seen or known or experienced. So what is heaven? Heaven is a wonderful place that God has made for people who love him. The Bible describes it as a place where everyone is always happy, joyful, cheerful, a place with no more tears or crying or pain. It is a very beautiful place beyond our wildest imaginations. And those who have seen it use words like glory and pure and gold to describe it. It is a place where nobody will ever be hungry or tired or poor. In fact, you will have your own mansion in heaven. You ask, that's great. How do I get there? You can't get to heaven in a car or bus or even an airplane or rocket ship. You can't put, or rather, you can't buy a ticket to heaven, and you can't sneak into heaven when no one is looking. There is only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus is that way, for he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Without Jesus Christ, nobody can go to heaven. Nobody. Heaven is one of the two places you go after you die. The other place is called hell, and is the worst place you could ever think of. It is the worst place in the universe. How does God decide who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? The Bible says that God has books where he keeps track of the things people do in this life. Have you ever told a lie? Even what you might consider a little lie. We all do bad things, such as lying, and even worse. God calls these bad things sin and writes them down in his book. God is watching us, and God is recording what we do with the life he gave us. The problem is sin cannot be in heaven where God is, because we have all sinned, as the Bible tells us, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. We are all on the road to hell. In fact, you don't have to do anything else to go to hell. You've already sinned enough. You have already messed up enough to go to hell when you die. But the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loves us so much and doesn't want anybody to go to hell. That is why he sent his Son Jesus Christ to take our place and die for our sins. Because of what Jesus did when he died on the cross and rose again, God will forgive the sins of people who turn to Jesus for help. Will you be there? Is my question to you. Your question to me might be, will I be there? Well, let's answer that question. Heaven is a great place, but do you know for sure that you will be there? The Bible makes it very clear that if we realize that we are sinners, turn to Jesus Christ for salvation help, and trust him completely, we will be saved from our sins and thus saved from the hell we deserve. And we will be able to go to heaven based upon what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for our sins. He went through our hell for us. He was buried. He descended into hell, and then he rose from the dead. Jesus Christ paid your sin debt. He paid my sin debt. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, and thou you shall be saved. At the moment you ask Jesus to save you, God will wash away your sins and write your name in his book of life. You will be on your way to heaven and not to hell. Heaven is sweeter than honey, more beautiful than a butterfly. Some people won't make it to heaven because they don't believe what God has said in the Bible about Jesus Christ. Others will miss heaven because they think they can do enough good things to get there. They think they can work their way to heaven, but they can't. No one can. Others will have to suffer an eternity in hell because they won't turn to Jesus Christ for salvation help. Don't be like them. Don't act foolishly. Believe God's word. Admit to God that you are a sinner and thank him for sending Jesus to take away your sins by dying on the cross. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, and you will have something much sweeter than honey. Your sins will be forgiven, your name will be written in the book of life, and you will be on your way to heaven if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart today, and to believe in your heart that he died for your sins. He suffered very badly. He bled. He died for your sins and for mine. He was buried and he rose on the third day so that you and I can go to heaven, a place sweeter than honey and more beautiful than a butterfly. Please pray with me right now what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and all you have to do is believe on him, and you can be saved from hell and saved to heaven. Follow me in prayer right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before, coveted what they had, desired what they had, instead of being content with what I have. I have dishonored my parents before, and I have disobeyed my parents before. And I have taken your holy name in vain, and many other sins. Those are just five of your Ten Commandments that I have broken. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, for I understand that because I have broken your eternal law, I should go to hell. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways and my old life, and help me to follow you, Lord Jesus, for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email me at gls@gospellightsociety.com or dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. I want to thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. And when you do, make sure you pass the tracks out. Don't let them just sit in a drawer. Use them to get other people saved before it is eternally too late. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.